we're gonna take a trip right now. Like we always do about this time.
This is a journey into sound.
I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. On this week's show, we'll celebrate Black History Month by looking back at the work of Calvin Carter, an unsung figure in Indiana music. Calvin Carter was born in Gary, Indiana, on May 27 of 1925. Calvin is best known for his work with VJ Records, a label founded in Gary, Indiana in 1953 by his sister, Vivian Carter. Calvin worked as a songwriter, producer, arranger, and A&R manager for the label. For the next hour, we'll focus on Calvin's work as a songwriter. Over the course of his career, Calvin wrote or co-wrote many classic rock and R&B songs. Carter's songs have been performed by a wide range of artists, from Dolly Parton to Aerosmith. We'll begin with music from one of the first groups Calvin Carter worked with, the legendary Gary, Indiana doo-wop group, The Spaniels. Calvin wrote some of The Spaniels' earliest recordings and briefly sang with the group. We'll hear three songs Calvin Carter wrote for The Spaniels now. House Cleaning, I Need Your Kisses, and I Like It Like That.
You women scream about house cleaning.
Clean, girl, clean.
Now you have it done.
Clean, girl,
stop,
clean.
Pretty baby, relax.
Well,
yes, relax and have some fun. Yes, call Judd. Yes, Bouncing Judd. Yes, call me a Central 369. Yes, I'll get your satisfaction, baby. My work is known from town to town. Well, I'll polish up your windows.
Clean, girl, clean.
Shine up all your brass.
Clean, girl, clean.
Raise up your curtains, baby, yes,
well,
and
please
give your house some class.
You know I love you, I really, really love you. Oh, baby, oh, baby. You know I gotta have you, I really gotta have you. Oh, baby, oh, baby. Just say you might or might till the end of time. Oh, baby, I want your kissing, yes, I really need your kissing now, baby.
Well, give me one more kiss.
I need,
all I want is a one more kiss. Cause when you hold me, baby,
I like it like that.
Said I don't mean baby.
Like it like that.
That was The Spaniels with I Like It Like That. That song was co-written by Gary, Indiana's Calvin Carter. In 1953, Calvin Carter co-wrote The Spaniels' biggest hit, Good Night, Sweetheart, Good Night. That song was a top 20 hit for The Spaniels in 1954. And we'll listen to that track now.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
That was The Spaniels with their classic 1954 hit, Good Night, Sweetheart, Good Night. That song was co-written by Gary, Indiana's Calvin Carter. Calvin also co-wrote several early recordings for the long-running R&B group, The Dells. And we'll hear two of those tracks now. From 1956, we'll listen to JoJo, followed by Chubop Shabop, recorded in 1957.
You got the kind of frame that she might get away. You got the kind of frame that she might get away. Well, if you run with me, baby, I'll treat my kitty cat.
That was The Dells with Cubop Shabop. That song was co-written by Gary Indiana's Calvin Carter, an important producer, arranger, and songwriter for VJ Records. Up next, we'll hear two classic rock and roll songs Calvin wrote for the blues singer Billy Boy Arnold. In 1956, Arnold recorded a Calvin Carter composition titled I Ain't Got You. Over the years, that song has been recorded by dozens of artists, including the Yardbirds, the Animals, Blue Oyster Cult, Aerosmith, and the Blues Brothers, among others. We'll hear that track next. After that, we'll hear Billy Boy Arnold's 1957 recording of Rockin' Itis. That was Billy Boy Arnold with Rockin' Itis, co-written by Gary Indiana's Calvin Carter. Up next, we'll hear three songs Calvin Carter wrote for the legendary blues singer and guitarist Jimmy Reed. We'll listen to Left-Handed Woman, I'm the Man Down There, and The Sun Is Shining.
Go.
Cultural Manifesto will return with more music written by Gary Indiana's Calvin Carter after this short break. I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. On this week's show, we're celebrating Black History Month by looking back at the work of Calvin Carter, an unsung figure in Indiana music. Calvin is best known for his work with VJ Records, a label founded in Gary, Indiana in 1953 by his sister, Vivian Carter. Calvin worked as a songwriter, producer, arranger, and A&R manager for the label. And we've been focusing on Calvin's work as a songwriter. Over the course of his career, Calvin wrote or co-wrote many classic rock and R&B songs. Up next, we'll hear three tracks Calvin co-wrote while working with VJ Records. First, we'll listen to Wade Flemons with Here I Stand, followed by Gene Chandler singing Walk On with the Duke of Earl, and finally, Dee Clark with Seven Nights. That was Dee Clark with Seven Nights, co-written by Gary, Indiana's Calvin Carter. In 1960, Calvin co-wrote the biggest hit of his career in music. The song was titled He Will Break Your Heart, and Jerry Butler's original recording of that track was a number one Billboard R&B hit. We'll listen to that record now.
He don't love you like I love you. If he did, he wouldn't break your heart. He don't love you like I love you. He's trying to tear us apart.
That was Jerry Butler with He Will Break Your Heart, released by VJ Records in 1960. That song was co-written by Curtis Mayfield, Jerry Butler, and Gary, Indiana's Calvin Carter. On this week's show, we're looking back on Calvin's work as a songwriter. When VJ Records filed for bankruptcy in 1965, Calvin would go on to work for a variety of labels, including Checker, Liberty, Minute, A&M, and Fountain Records, a label Calvin co-founded with Jerry Butler in 1971. Up next, we'll hear two Fountain Records releases Calvin co-wrote for vocalist Jackie Ross in 1969. Don't Change Your Mind in Showcase. That was Jackie Ross with Showcase. That song was co-written by Gary Indiana's Calvin Carter. On this week's show, we've been looking back on Carter's work as a songwriter. During the early 1970s, Carter co-wrote a series of classic singles by the blues legend Bobby Rush. We'll listen to three of those tracks now. Chicken Heads, Bow-Legged Woman, Knock-Kneed Man, and Gotta Be Funky.
Daddy told me on his dying day, give up your heart, but don't you lose your head. You come along, girl, what did I do? I lost my heart and my head went too. In the car, and the car won't go. That's the way you spell Chicago. Knife and a fork and a plate of green. That's the way you spell New Orleans. Hey, little girl, I talk more talk than the radio. Mama told daddy before I was born, got a boy, a child coming, gonna be a son of a gun. Gonna be funky. What they don't understand, every man got to do his own thing.
That was Bobby Rush with his 1972 single, Gotta Be Funky, co-written by Calvin Carter. On this week's show, we've been celebrating the work of Gary Indiana's Calvin Carter. Calvin Carter died in Oak Forest, Illinois, in July of 1986. He was 61 years old. During his long career in music, Calvin issued one album as a recording artist, a 1961 LP titled Twist Along with Cal Carter. We'll end this week's show with a track from that record, Back Home Again in Indiana. I'm Kyle Long, and you've been listening to Cultural Manifesto.